today since the Chrysler explosion that killed 10 and devastated a Donegal community. Today, Hugh Kelly, the oldest victim of the tragedy at aged 59, will be buried after Mass in Chrysler, followed tomorrow by the two remaining victims. As President Higgins said earlier this week, the people of Chrysler have a very heavy burden of grief to carry, and they've shown a great example of solidarity after tragedy. Our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magner joins me now. And Eileen, as I say, the funeral today of Hugh or Huey Kelly. What can you tell us about Huey Kelly?
Huey was a hugely popular man, I'm told. He worked in farming and construction during his life, and we're expecting another huge crowd at St. Michael's Church today to pay their respects to him and to support his partner, Linda. He leaves behind Linda, her daughter and grandchild, and his brother and two sisters. So a man who was, again, just going about his business like he would have done every day, in and out of the shop, getting whatever he was getting, and his own life gone, and those of his family and those around him, those who loved him, changed forever. Mm.
A week on, six funerals have taken place so far, today the seventh, and two more to follow tomorrow. You've been covering events in Chrysler since this tragedy unfolded. I wonder, Eileen, how do you reflect now on the week we've been through?
It's absolutely surreal. Somebody just mentioned to me last night that it was a week, and it hadn't really dawned on me because so much has happened and so much has changed, you know, from that Friday afternoon when people, as I say, were just going about their daily lives. And when we got here, like, things just kept unfolding and unfolding, and that's a huge sense of foreboding as people realised just how bad it could be, as people realised who were missing. And the one thing stands out for me on that particular night, as people were working through the night trying to rescue people and recover bodies, was just this unreal sort of silence, and it was broken only by the sound of tractors pulling out trailer loads of rubble. I'll never forget that. And then, you know, when the Gardaí confirmed how many had people had been killed, and when the names were officially revealed, and you started to get a sense of who these people were, and the impact that their loss was going to have. And I have to say that the priests at the masses have been absolutely remarkable this week. They've been supporting people, you know, people like Father John Joe Duffy and Bishop Alan McGuckian have been there from that night with these people side by side, and they have given us a true sense of who all these people were. Like yesterday at the funerals of Martino, we learned about her mischievous smile, how she stood up for people. She was a quick-witted person. And then heartbreaking in the afternoon of 14-year-old Leona Harper, Father Michael Carney telling us about, you know, how she was feisty. She was into rugby. She loved tractors. And just seeing the image of that tractor going in behind her hearse, you know, for a 14-year-old, that funeral shouldn't have been happening. It was just heartbreaking to watch. But the support and the strength that the people have here is just incredible, the way people have stood together. And as Father Duffy said yesterday, they've been getting support from all over the world, huge fundraising from a practical point of view. The religious leaders, I say, have been here with people as they went through wake after wake, funeral after funeral. And counselling supports have been brought in by the HSE. There's a list of private counsellors offering free sessions. Accord is offering help. There's a Facebook page has been set up now coordinating all the offers of support. Practical things like accommodation, transport in and out to Letterkenny for people who might have people in the hospital there, help with shopping. I mean, the reality is this community doesn't have a shop anymore because that's gone, and a big container has been brought in to the town, to the village, and donations have been made of food and other things by big supermarkets, and people can just go there and get things. And my colleague Conor McCauley will be reporting more on that this evening on 6-1 News. It's just incredible how people have come together and how others have, you know, just offered everything and anything they can do. And of course, the president has been here since he came back from Strasbourg, representing all of us, I suppose, as, you know, just trying to be here in solidarity with people as they go through this horrendous trauma. We'll have the final funerals tomorrow, but of course, obviously, the pain will go on and on and on. And this is a catastrophe of such magnitude. It's going to change generations in this community, as Father Duffy said yesterday.
And we'll be talking indeed to Father John Joe Duffy, who will be celebrating the funeral mass for Hugh Kelly later on this morning and has attended all of the funerals, as you say, Eileen, a little later on the programme. And Eileen Magner in Creasla, thank you for joining us.